Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robay.
And me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
I am so excited about this podcast, The Bright Side. You guys are giving people a chance to shine a light on their lives, shine a light on a little advice that they want to share.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
Every family has an origin story, one passed down through the generations. Mine happens to be a mystery involving my great-great-grandmother left behind in Sicily. I'm Joe Piazza, and my new podcast will transport you to the gorgeous island of Sicily as I trace my roots back through a whodunit for the ages. Listen to The Sicilian Inheritance on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of On Purpose. This week, I talked to Tiffany Haddish in a hilarious, deep, thoughtful interview where we dive into family trauma, grief, sobriety, love, and dating.
I got a big heart, and I'm very forgiving, but, like, don't abuse it. It's been abused enough.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts. Trust me, you won't want to miss this one.
Go behind the wheel, under the hood, and beyond with Car Stuff from HowStuffWorks.com.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Car Stuff. I'm Scott Benjamin, the auto editor here at HowStuffWorks.com.
And I'm Ben Bolin, that is. I'm fumbling.
That's kind of like Bond, James Bond.
I should do that. Yeah. I write some videos, and of course, the best part of my week is hanging out when we get to record some of these. Especially this episode. We're talking right now about 10 great sports cars.
Yes.
Not the greatest.
Not the greatest.
We don't want to open that door.
No. So yeah. This is not a top 10 like with a number one definitive greatest car ever.
Right, that was too tough.
Yeah, no way. There's no way. Because we tried, what did we try? We tried something like this before.
We did did we do muscle cars?
That was our favorite cars, I think.
Oh, yeah, iconic cars was one.
And then top 10 favorite cars.
Top 10 favorite cars, yeah.
This is 10 great sports cars.
Mm-hmm.
Please don't argue with our 10 picks. Just add to them, maybe.
Yeah,
that's what I'm looking for. I'm looking for, you know, people's choice picks. I mean,
that's what we want.
Yeah, exactly.
And I'm just going to go ahead and say at the beginning, you know, I totally cheated when we did our 10 favorite cars and picked the car I already own as number one.
Yeah.
Which is, you know, that car may as well be my girlfriend or something.
But this is, your car is not a sports car.
I know, so I'm not going to bring it up.
All right, good. Okay, well, I was kind of worried about that because I thought you might say, well, it's sporty.
No.
It's sporty.
Are you kidding?
No, and you know what? I'm looking at this. I'm going back to a note that we had from the muscle car episode that we did a long time ago.
Yeah.
Do you remember I went to a site called, and I'm looking for it here, MuscleCarClub.com, and I got something called, what we called the strict definition of a muscle car.
Oh, yes.
And it
yes.
was very specific. Do you remember that?
Yeah, it was
and
very specific.
It eliminated a lot of cars that I thought were muscle cars that they called, you know, either a full-size car or a pony car so they called some a luxury car because of the cost, and others were considered sports cars, and, you know, very few were actually muscle cars that I thought. Mm-hmm. But the one on the list, they've got a kind of a lengthy list here.
Mm-hmm.
There's really one standout here that, you know, a lot of people associate this with a muscle car, but it's a sports car. That is the Chevrolet Corvette. And because it had two seats, because it had a fiberglass body, and it had a high price, that's why it's a sports car.
And not a muscle car.
And not a muscle car. And, you know, I don't know if I need to read the strict definition of muscle car, but the two-seat sports cars are what we're talking about here. And it's so it mentions the Corvette and the Ford Thunderbird, which were not considered muscle cars due to the high price and specialty nature of the car itself. So, high price, kind of a specialty type vehicle that, you know, two seats. That's another thing. Remember, muscle cars had four seats.
Yeah.
So.
Is a Corvette one of your great ones?
Corvette is one of my great ones. Yeah, I've got a list. What we're doing here is we've got 10 what we consider to be great sports cars. I got to admit, Ben, I've got a list of honorable mentions again.
Good. You should do that because I went part I was going partway through this, and I thought what I would do is have you do your list first, and then I'll come in with some of my picks, because I get the feeling we have some duplications.
Oh, we might. Yeah, we just might. I bet we do.
I bet we do.
And, you know, I know that some of these you don't have, but tell you what, I'll go through my list of 10.
Okay.
And then do you want the honorable mentions? You want to do that? Or do you want me to wait until later?
I'll
wait until after your list.
We'll see.
That?
We'll see. Right,
so
we'll play it out.
Talking this through right on air. Isn't that fun?
I think other people are enjoying this, hopefully.
Probably.
I'll make a bad joke.
Other people are turning the dial. Okay, so here's the list, and I won't,
they're waiting to hear their cars, Scott.
Not too much detail about these as we go through, but a list of 10 in no particular order. How's that?
Okay, not to weird you out or make you anxious, but can I reserve the right to veto?
You can.
Okay.
You can. You can say anything you like about these cars, okay?
Okay.
Number 10. No, I guess I won't even say number 10. I'll just go through 10 here.
Sure.
Like that.
All right.
Ferrari Enzo. You want to see a picture?
Yes.
Gorgeous.
It's a heck of a car. It's a heck of a car.
660 horsepower V12 engine. You know, there are 400 made. Why not?
What's not to like?
Why would you not like that car? Okay, next one.
Yeah.
Dodge Viper SRT10. This is how quick we're going to go through these.
Oh, man.
Dodge Viper SRT10.
Mm-hmm.
All right. This is one that I've had the privilege of driving.
Really?
One of these, yeah. Actually, several of these. Through the years when I worked at Chrysler, going from, like, you know, the 450 horsepower version of the original all the way through to, I believe it was a 2010 version that had, like, 650 or something like that.
Wow.
The site that I'm looking at here that, you know, I found this particular image from says that driving one, you're convinced the car is crazy and it's intent on killing you. And you know, I swear to you, this car
is that how it felt?
Absolutely brutal to drive. It's just nothing but horsepower and torque, and it's madness. It's crazy. Wow. It's everything you want in a sports car. It's loud. It's big. It's incredible.
How's it corner?
You know, awesome. It sticks right to the ground. But you got to make sure you have warm tires, because if you don't, that's a very expensive wreck.
Yeah. Wow.
Happens an awful lot. Okay. So next one. Chevrolet Corvette ZR1. And I'm talking about the newest one, the 2009. Mm-hmm. Now, there were others in history. I mean, there was one that, the 90s, somewhere in the 90s?
They reissued Corvette? Yeah.
Well, that was the ZR1. And then they had a ZR1 from prior to that as well. I think it was ZL1, actually.
ZL1
was an engine package, I think, in the late 60s. But anyways, the 2009 ZR1, which you know our friend Jeremy Clarkson. From Top Gear. I call him our friend, but he doesn't have any idea who I am.
Oh, Jeremy's cool.
Yeah, he's a great guy. Anyways, he declared the ZR1 the 2009 performance car of the year. So there's a guy that hates American cars, and he's saying that's the performance car of the year.
Mm-hmm.
Not bad, huh?
Well, that certainly says something about the vehicle.
Oh, you know what? I can't remember if it was this morning or yesterday morning. I saw a ZR1 on the road. It was, I only saw it for a second from behind. You know, there's three cars in front of me, and I was in the other lane, in another lane. It was the only the second one I've ever seen on the road, ever. And it was a black one.
Wow.
Yeah, I know. Crazy.
Where
was
it, though?
It was, in Roswell, Georgia. Roswell, Georgia.
There are a lot of nice cars in that area.
I guess so, but, this first time I had spotted that one. I had seen, the other one I had seen was in Marietta, also a black car. I don't know if it's the same one or not.
Mm-hmm.
Could be. Anyways.
What's next?
Brief sighting. Ford GT40 Mark I. This is from going way back.
Yeah, I didn't see that one coming.
Well, I know, but the reason is because, and this is kind of a cheat on my part, because there were only 31 streetcars ever made. So the GT40, it was just so they could go racing.
So does it count?
Yeah, maybe? Yeah, it's a streetcar. It's a sports car.
It was on the street?
31 people own these.
So, all 31 are still around?
Well, I don't know about that.
Yeah.
Probably not. I bet, and probably museum pieces anyways. But I don't know. It's the most expensive Ford in history, if that
nice
says
one.
Anything.
How much was it?
It was not much. It was $16,250.
I bet in today's money, I'm sure that's...
Oh, yeah, in today's money. See, when you look at the new Ford GT, that thing's like $140,000.
Mm-hmm.
But their entry-level car... See, that's what they're doing. They're comparing... $16,250 to the entry level Ford of the day.
I see.
And the entry level Ford was, the GT40 was 15 times the price of the entry level Ford car. So I don't know what the entry level Ford price is right now, but the GT40 is not 15 times, or I'm sorry, the GT is not 15 times the price of that car.
So the proportion's so different.
Yeah, the proportion's way off. So this was an expensive car at the time, but beautiful, beautiful car. Here's one.
Yeah.
MG Midget.
Man.
This is my... Oh, wait, really?
Yes.
Oh, no, Ben. I'm sorry. I'm taking your whole list.
It's totally cool. We just have the same similar taste.
61 to 79. I had a midget for a while. I had a 66. They had four different engines. Although the last one was a Triumph engine, a 1493. Mm. 948, a 1098, which mine had, and then later mine had a 1275. So, good car. And it weighed only a little more than 1500 pounds. So
my dad had a midget.
Did he?
Yeah.
Really? I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Did you get the privilege of driving that car?
No, no. They had, after, I feel kind of bad because I'm pretty sure that, having children is what made him have to give it up, you know.
I gave up my CRX.
Not a family car. No. Neither of those.
Yeah. So I had to get rid of mine because it didn't have a back seat.
That's a hazard. I mean, you guys can't just strap family members to the top.
You can. Chair for seat vacation. Okay.
What's next?
National Lampoon's vacation. Okay. Yeah. You got it. I know. All right. You know, I'm not going to read this one because I know you got this one, so I'm going to let it go. My list is now 9.
Wait,
No, don't worry about it. I know it's on your list. Okay. Also, I had a Lamborghini Countach, but you probably have that. But I have to talk about this one.
Okay, let's talk about
this. This is one of my favorites from all time.
All right.
And when you look back at what it was really groundbreaking at the time. I've talked about this in the past, that how much, you know, I love this car, the way it looks.
Yeah.
It had a V12. Mm-hmm. But get this, the 0 to 60 time was only 5.5 seconds, which, that's relatively quick. I mean, it still feels quick, but that's no supercar performance. I mean, now you're talking supercars are in the 3 second range.
But look at the. Do you have a picture of this? Look at it.
Oh yeah,
I just love the angles. Yes. And the,
I like them better. Their picture doesn't have the big wing on the back.
Oh yeah,
which I love, the big spoiler. But the 25th anniversary edition is especially my favorite. That's just the one that to me, everything that a car should be.
I wonder, this is for listeners too. Scott, we talked about this. I was one of those countless young men who had a big old poster.
Yeah.
Of the Countach.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. A real long poster, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was a kid too. I wasn't going to be able to drive it.
No. It's $150,000. And that was back in the '80s.
I know.
That's an expensive car.
It is. And when you call it, take in total cost of ownership and all that other stuff.
Oh, my gosh, yeah.
But that's not – you know what? I'm sidetracking this. Awesome car.
Nope. We'll get down to – I got 3 left here, okay? I'll do them quick.
Break it down.
Acura NSX.
Nice one.
One of my all-time favorites also. And, you know, this one's been around since 1990. They've quit making them recently, very recently. But it was a car that was designed to exceed Ferrari performance of the day, and it did that. What model? The Ferrari 328 and later the 348 was what it was meant to exceed. But with Honda reliability.
It was their Ferrari killer.
And now, you know, I say Honda, but it was badged and sold as an Acura here in the United States, but it was a Honda elsewhere. I believe in Asia it was sold as a Honda vehicle. Incredible car. I still see a lot of these on the road, and they still turn my head every time I see it. There's one in the building for a while. Somebody used to park in the lower level of the deck that had a red NSX.
Wow.
And is since gone. I haven't seen it in months. But I used to like to just kind of slowly walk by and take a look inside that thing. It was really cool. It was nothing creepy, Ben. Just I like to check it out because it's a good looking car and it, you know, still is. And I think, but the prices, even as a used car,
yeah,
holy cow, you're still. And this is a 20-year-old sports car, right, from 1990.
Yeah,
still in the $30,000 range for a 1990. That's the beginning of these things. So I mean, later as you get up in age, they get up to the $60,000-$80,000 mark. For a nice version.
Don't worry, buddy. As soon as my career of some sort takes off, I'll have to figure out something.
Yeah, you got.
As soon as my professional karaoke career takes off, I'm gonna buy you one of those.
I'll hold my breath.
Okay.
Okay. Next one, Porsche 911, and I'm not just talking about the newest one here. I'm talking about 911s from
the line. You're talking about the line.
Past. Yeah, exactly. I love this car. This is, I didn't know this, but it's the second oldest nameplate in continuous production since the Corvette, according to this article that I read.
Wow.
Yeah, I know. I had no idea.
What's next?
Cool car. I like it. I got a little more to say about that one later, but
yeah.
That's one that I really loved the old.
Oh, wait. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to fast forward.
No, that's all right. I'm on to my last one here, my last pick, and then you'll give your list, and I'll do some honorary mentions, because I got some oldies, but
we'll do a roll call, yeah.
Ariel Adam. that on your list?
That is not on my list.
Oh, okay.
Scott.
The Ariel
nice
Atom.
Find.
All right.
Yeah.
It's a pure sports car is what I'll call it because it has that exoskeleton.
Mm-hmm.
There's no
mm-hmm.
doors. There's no body. There's no anything really.
There's no wind. There's like kind of a windshield. Is there a little like?
There's a bump in front of the steering wheel.
That's about
That's it.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I suppose you can get a windshield at this point for those if you wanted to.
Why would you?
But why would you? Because
you should be wearing a helmet in the first place.
That's exactly my point. Yeah, you're probably going to be wearing a helmet. This thing weighs 1,005 pounds. You can get. If you have a 2-liter Honda inline 4-cylinder engine, you can get it 300 horsepower supercharged in this little tiny car that weighs 1,000 pounds. I don't know. It's just they say it's the third fastest accelerating car in the world, behind only the Bugatti Veyron and the SFC Ultimate Aero. Can you imagine that? And this car, I mean, cost-wise, mm-hmm. you can pick up a used Ariel Atom now for, I'm going to say, ballpark $50,000. Which is not a lot of money when you consider the performance that's involved. That's,
mm-hmm. Yeah.
In this type of vehicle. I know it's a lot of money still. 50,
but the weight to power.
Oh, it's incredible.
The weight to power
it's
crazy.
It's got to be a lot of fun. I mean, yeah, I've seen videos of people driving these things. They look like a blast to drive. There's an infamous video of the Top Gear crew driving this thing where, you know, his face is all distorted because of the wind.
Doing the blah, blah, blah,
very
blah,
funny,
blah, blah, blah.
But, you know, it shows the, just the raw power in this car, and it looks like a lot of fun to drive.
Oh, for listeners to explain that noise, I was grabbing my cheeks and trying to do a bad impersonation of the Top Gear guy.
I'll do it again.
This is like a slow motion because I can't do the fast one. It sounds so weird, but it's like maybe you're doing his mouth like this.
Yeah,
this is pointless. They can't see.
Well, it looks like you know you've seen somebody like point a leaf blower at their face.
Yeah, it's like
that's exactly or it's skydiving. Just
skydiving
like skydiving,
is the best example.
When they've got their cheeks blown mm-hmm, way back and their mm-hmm. teeth are out, it looks like a skeleton set of teeth there.
Yes, or
very
just
funny.
A very very excited person. All right, you want to hear? I don't have. This is kind of a funny story.
I feel bad. I've taken a lot.
No. This is perfect because I don't want to rehash too many. I've got the I did list the Lotus Elise.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's so light for what it does.
I love that car.
It's under a ton, and it's still. It still outperforms.
You know, if you go to the Lotus dealer
mm-hmm.
in town here,
yeah.
you will see my nose prints on every Lotus
on their Halo
that's on the lot.
All right, so we already did Ford GT, and this is funny. The weird coincidence. I went to a website called RideLust.com, and they had a 50 best sports cars,
mm-hmm.
and. It was weird because this guy's list is in order on this website
oh.
from like 50 to number one being the best, the be and all,
oh,
the
okay.
be and end all. And, it was weird because so many of my favorite cars were in here, but they weren't very high on the list.
Oh, really?
Yeah, which is why I'm glad that we're not assigning value.
So none of yours were in the top 10 of his list?
No, none.
Okay.
I wasn't
okay.
going to write him an email.
Yeah.
But I also want to give a shout out to
you. You could have started it with, you know what really burns my fanny?
Yeah. What really gets my goat?
While you're shaking your cane?
Grinds my, yeah, I should hobble in. Call him young man. Okay. So also you mentioned before, love the Bugatti Veyron.
Yes.
I prefer it to the SS Sierra. I know that when we come down to speed, right, when it just gets down to the speed that the Aero outperforms, the Bugatti to me seems a little bit classier.
Yeah. Oh, definitely.
It's more like a luxury vehicle that is also this, it's this just demonic sports car disguised as a luxury vehicle. You know what it is? It's a wolf in sheep's clothing.
Oh, definitely.
And I
yeah.
like that.
Definitely. But you know what? Still looks like a wolf.
It still does.
It's pretty awesome inside. It's pretty plush. I'll say that.
You can take your mom in that one.
Yeah, exactly. It's plush, but yeah, try to cram mom into the SSC Ultimate Aero,
and have her still talk to you later. Yeah, we'll see.
I broke my hip.
All right, so I also had the Midget, and I also had the Countach.
Okay,
but I did also want to list the Aston Martin.
Oh, very good.
Specifically, the DB5.
Okay, very good.
Because
You're talking James Bond.
I'm talking James Bond to you. And now you're
and
speaking
my
language.
Old school James Bond, right? That's not the new one. That's not the Vanquish, right?
I got a little picture here, right? If you want to see it.
Oh, that's it. Yep.
Because there's something. Now, UK listeners, don't get mad at me when I say this. It is a sports car. There's something so reasonable and British about it, though. It's like, it makes me feel like if I was in that car, it'd be very respectable and, huge James Bond fan. I already said the Countach. All right.
See, I've kind of cherry picked your list here, so.
It's
sorry
okay,
for that.
But I also said the NSX. I do want to give a shout out to Audi.
Yeah. Oh, which one?
R8.
Oh, yeah.
I like that one specifically.
Nice one.
And again, it's so weird. None of the ones that I really liked, Scott, made it even in this guy's top 15.
The R8 was not in the list because that's a relatively new. I mean, especially the V10 version. That's okay.
Little bit about it. It's 2007, right? Mm-hmm. Is when it's coming when it came out. Let's see. They've got a couple different engine things. Originally, people didn't really care for.
Well, it's based on the Lamborghini. I mean, how could you not? How could you not appreciate that? But plus, with the Quattro system, from Audi,
the all-wheel drive.
Ouch! Very nice.
Yeah, it's nice.
There are a couple here in town, and they're gorgeous.
You've seen them?
Yeah, just a couple.
I feel
very
like
few.
They're like Bigfoot or something.
Yeah, well, you know what? That's kind of the way it is. I mean, when you see them, you know, it's like I said, a head turner.
Mm-hmm. I tried to trap one. No, I'm just kidding. I'm kidding. But
it's eluding. Yeah,
in addition to being illegal, that is also not real. I've never tried to trap a sports car. Oh my God! Rescue me. Go to
all right. My honorable mentions. You know, how could I not mention the Cobra? Of course, Shelby Cobra or the AC Bristol. You know, the original stuff.
I'm going with the Cobra.
Just beautiful, beautiful car. How about the Gumpert Apollo? You ever heard of the Gumpert Apollo?
I have.
Yeah, there was some talk about this one recently, and it's an Audi V8 engine.
Yeah,
it's a mid-engine car, twin turbo. Again, high horsepower car.
What brought that to mind?
Well, you know, I love this car. Chris
from Tech Stuff.
From Tech Stuff. Yeah, he and I talk about cars often,
mm-hmm.
and this is one that we had a little email back and forth about the Gumpert Apollo when it broke news recently. I think it was maybe like a Nürburgring trial or something like that was going on. They were trying to top the record for the ring. And, it's just an interesting car. So we had some, email with some photos back and forth and, you know, interesting facts and would you buy it? Would you not? That type of thing. fantasy talk type stuff, you know.
We're always asking that question.
So here's one.
Yeah.
That, you might not know. I'm going to show you a picture of it, but it's a 1967 to 69 Alfa Romeo Tipo 33-2, I'm going to say Stadale, Stadale. There's a photo.
Oh, that's I feel like I've seen that car before, but I don't know the name.
Well,
the model is unfamiliar.
It's very rare. It's only 18 of them were ever made, and that was just so they could go racing in it, just like the
Ford,
just like the GT40.
Yeah.
But again, this is $750,000 car. But it's beautiful.
You know what it is, Scott? I have not seen that car before, but I've seen a similar headlight design.
This looks an awful lot like a Ferrari. There are types of Ferraris that look a lot like this.
Yeah.
Several different types.
Yeah.
All right. Now I've got another quick list. I'm just going to list off some names and that's about it.
Okay.
And then, I promise I'm done.
I promise not to interrupt you.
So we said 10 great sports cars, didn't we? This is a lot more than 10.
This is sort of, well, we're not a math podcast.
No. Yeah, you're right. Maybe it is 10. Maybe it is. I don't know.
Let's just call it some great sports cars.
All right. How about the 63 split back window Corvette Stingray? Beautiful.
How about that?
Yeah, exactly. That's one that, I'm going to say any Corvette. But, you know what? I am not going to say any Corvette. I'm going to say most Corvettes because there were some years there, when they kind of went a little weak on the horsepower, weak on the torque, fuel crunch type stuff. But they held on, and that was important. So I'm going to say not any Corvette, but most of the Corvettes are probably in my pick. Any Ferrari because that's a Ferrari.
Yeah.
Any Lamborghini.
Yep. And when it comes to these models, even when they were making tractors, mm-hmm. I'd be happy with a tractor.
Yeah, that's right. The Porsche tractor, the Ferrari tractor.
Yeah.
Or no, a Lamborghini tractor.
Lamborghini.
I'm going to say any Bugatti, any recent Bugatti. I'm going to say that in the last, I'm going to go back as far as three decades. Three decades of Bugatti. Jaguar E-Type. I love that
car. Why did I not mention that?
I don't know. That's a great car.
I can't believe we got this far without mentioning a Jaguar at all.
That, I believe that was in my top 10 list of all-time favorites a long time ago.
It was.
Yeah, so some of these are doubling up on that.
Yeah.
But, how about the Nissan GT-R? Gorgeous car.
Nice
Skyline.
One.
Sometimes Skyline is what they call them sometimes. Lotus. What's so funny about it?
Nothing. Nothing.
My little offhanded comments. Lotus 11. And I'll stick with any Lotus, really, but the 11 is my favorite. That may have been my number one pick. I don't remember. I think it was.
It was either your number one or your number two, because
yeah,
I think at the last minute you switched.
I probably did. Yeah. Lotus 11 might be my number one. How about the 54 Mercedes 300 SL Gullwing?
Really? I got to admit, man, you're surprising me with
that. That's
some
an
of
iconic
these.
Car right there. And that you know is. What? The Gullwing style is coming back now. They're very limited release of a new Gullwing vehicle that's, you know, several $100,000 vehicle that Mercedes is selling. Gorgeous looking car.
When can I get that Gullwing design on a car that I can afford, you know?
Yeah, with the Mercedes badges and everything?
Yeah, I want a Gullwing Corolla.
And how about the Saline S7? You know what those look like?
Yes.
Supercar?
Yes.
750 horsepower twin turbo engine. How could we not mention that? That's a little bit older. I don't think they're still making those. I could be wrong. Steve Saline making the not the Mustang version of the Saline. I'm talking about the Saline, which is like a supercar.
Yeah, and it's pretty much customized.
Like, beautiful car.
I'm pretty sure they're not making those.
I've seen exactly one on the road ever, and it was in Detroit during the time of the Woodward Dream Cruise. It was near there,
mm-hmm.
and it was out during a rainstorm. It was a heavy, heavy rainstorm. And it was headed back to wherever it was coming from.
Could you see it very well?
You know what? Yeah, I could. It was on the road with me. I was on Maple Road there, and as a shout out to Detroit there.
To the Maple
Anyways,
Road.
I was on Maple Road in Birmingham. Anyways, I think I'm going to mention the Datsun Nissan Z cars. All of them from, you know, way back when, the 260Z, 240Z, mm-hmm. 280Z,
mm-hmm.
all those all the way right up to the 370.
Out of these we've named.
Oh boy.
Which one would you drive if you could only drive one?
If I could only drive one daily?
Daily. It's your daily driver.
Daily driver? Let's see. Check them off as impractical. daily driver, I might go with the Lotus. But the Lotus Elise, but it would be the Siege version of the Lotus Elise, you know, the top end Siege.
The nice one.
Yeah.
I mean, not to say anyone who doesn't. I'm not saying that the Lotus is
that's practical, and it's something. It's a sports car that is phenomenal that you could drive every day.
If you can
take the ride. All right, so Ben, what would you drive?
I would drive, without a doubt, and you know I don't care who has a problem with it. I would drive the Bugatti Veyron. I would probably. Have a relatively short life. I don't know if I'm responsible enough to handle it.
You know what else you'd need? I think you would need someone to walk ahead of you and knock all of the speed bumps out of the way.
That's true. I would probably, you know what? I would probably just need to move out to the salt flats.
Yeah, maybe. And you'd also have to have somebody like at every curbside. Well, I guess he would in the Lotus too, but you'd have to have somebody directing you in so you don't tear off the front spoiler.
Who knows? You know what, man? Hey, who knows if I would even get out of the deal?
That's right.
Spot.
Yeah, that's right.
Because
that's a good choice, though.
I love it. I love it.
Only $2.2 million, whatever it is.
That's
because
it.
You'd want the convertible, right?
Well, yeah.
Okay, $2.2 million.
What am I going to just not get the convertible for?
I know.
Do you like how I was offended by that?
What a sensible choice.
What a sensible choice. And if you guys would like to make a contribution to our conversation here, I hope we hear about some of your favorite sports cars or the ones you think they're the greatest, if not your favorites.
Just great ones, not the greatest.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, because, you know, that's a whole slippery slope.
Because everybody has an opinion. This is subjective. So hit us up on our Facebook page, Car Stuff, our Twitter account, Car Stuff HSW. Scott's got an awesome blog. And while you're on his awesome blog, you should check out our website, howstuffworks.com, where we have all kinds of information about all things automotive related. On the off chance that you do not see what you're looking for,
it won't happen.
It probably won't happen, but if that does happen, we're really sorry. We want to make it up to you.
I guess it could happen.
It's in the realm of possibility.
Unlikely, but it might.
So stay calm. Here's what you do. Stay calm and open up your internet stuff and send us an email with your question at
carstuff@howstuffworks.com.
For more on this and thousands of other topics, visit howstuffworks.com. Let us know what you think. Send an email to podcast@howstuffworks.com.
My whole life, I've been told this one story about my family, about how my great-great-grandmother was killed by the mafia back in Sicily. I was never sure if it was true, so I decided to find out. And even though my Uncle Jimmy told me I'd only be making the vendetta worse, I'm going to Sicily anyway. Come to Italy with me to solve this 100-year-old murder mystery. Listen to The Sicilian Inheritance on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robey,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
I am so excited about this podcast, The Bright Side. You guys are giving people a chance to shine a light on their lives, shine a light on a little advice that they want to share.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of On Purpose. This week, I talked to Tiffany Haddish in a hilarious, deep, thoughtful interview where we dive into family trauma, grief, sobriety, love, and dating.
I got a big heart, and I'm very forgiving, but, like, don't abuse it. It's been abused enough.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts. Trust me, you won't want to miss this one.